Welcome to the Melanin Talk podcast. If you enjoy what you hear today, be sure to send us a message, an email. You can visit our website, melanintalk.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/melanintalk. Well, let's dive in to what we have today. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. In this episode of Melanin Talks podcast, I'm going to talk to you guys about a common rebuttal I get to people wanting to homeschool their kids. One thing I hear parents say quite often is, I don't have the patience to homeschool my kids. Let me tell you, patience enough to homeschool your kids is not a necessity to begin the journey of homeschooling. Homeschooling is all about teaching your child the way that they learn. I'm not gonna lie, it can be challenging. It can require some patience, and it can require some self-discipline on both the part of you and your child's students, but it is definitely something that you can do. Here are my tips to helping you get through the thought that you're not patient enough to homeschool your child. Tip number one, it's your child. You are an expert on your child. Regardless of whether or not you sent your child to school in the past to be educated by somebody else, or to daycare, or wherever else they may be when they're outside of your care, you are the expert on your child. You know when something's wrong. You know your child's nuances and mannerisms. You're an expert. So who better to educate your child than you? The second tip I have for getting through the idea that you're not patient enough to homeschool your child is to develop patience. Take this as an opportunity for you to be intentional about being more patient with your child. Figure out what triggers the impatience. What is it? Is it the lack of desire for your child to do their schoolwork? Is it them not understanding what you're saying? Uncover the reason for your impatience and deal with that impatience. Don't use it as an excuse to stay where you are. You know, people don't say, I'm too broke to go to work, or I'm too broke to eat. What they do is they figure out a way. You go to work so that you can get food. You sometimes have to develop patience so that you can educate your child. Number three, look at your options. You have options. You do not have to be the one that is educating your child. You can use all kinds of resources online. Some of them are free, such as Khan Academy. You can look for co-ops. You can send messages to various technology education companies and ask them for discounts for homeschool families. There are all kinds of resources out there. Check with your local library. Google your state's homeschool groups, and I'm sure you'll be able to find resources or people to connect with on Facebook or Twitter or any other social media platform. There's support out there. You just may have to look for it. So, number one, it's your child. Number two, develop patience. Number three, get some resources. You don't have to be the one that's educating your child on every topic. And lastly, work through it. Listen, anything worth having is worth fighting for. And sometimes that means taking the day or the week or the month or the school year to figure out what works best for you and your child, how you two communicate best, or you three or four communicate best, how you are able to explain things in a way where the directions are understood. It will help you uncover your child's problem areas academically and develop a plan to help them succeed. Work through it, just like anything else. Your child is worth it. I hope these few minute podcasts have been a blessing to you. Keep the questions coming. And as you're developing patience in your child and in yourself on your homeschool journey, it will be a beautiful thing to uncover and unfold in the future. Be blessed.